Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word. And thank you, Father God, for your goodness, your kindness has come to us in Christ Jesus. Grace, grace, our sufficiency has come, showed the life in a flesh and blood body and is now ruling and reigning too. Give us grace, and the grace is new every morning. So thank you, Lord, for newness of grace this morning, so as to enlighten us and motivate us and keep us on the highway of holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 9, verse 3 to 5. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready, as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given.
Hallelujah. So it's all speaking about, you know, the gift of giving. And this gift of giving, this covers our whole lives. Every day we draw close, and every day we receive mercies that are new, and we are then led to give, whether it's things or attitudes or time or wisdom. It's all coming from the goodness of God and loving kindness of our God, our Savior, who appeared and saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, the righteousness of God. And so by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit that was poured out on mankind, and when this Lord and Savior appeared to us, when we turned from darkness and we called on him, simply also because he called us. I called you. You didn't call me. So he worked in us to come to that point. And so just as we received the washing of regeneration, the washing, that was sins taken away as far as the east from the west, the spirit at work in sons of disobedience, put out of these temples, because these temples were made by God and they were made for God, but they became a den of thieves. This is where the spirits of the evil one were working. But praise God, we realized that and we called on the Lord and he set us free from that. And then he gave us the Holy Spirit so we can be temples of the Holy Spirit. And then he pours his love into our hearts. So we've been cleansed, our hearts have been cleansed. And now through the Holy Spirit inhabiting us and us drawing close, he pours the love of God into our hearts. So it's both washing and regeneration that brings about renewal. That's what it's all about. And so this giving year that we can now think of how it happened. They were first of all committed to the Lord. They got saved. No one can be saved but through the Lord. Then they heard what the wonderful ideas, this wonderful plan of helping the Jews in Jerusalem. But then they didn't just run with it. They went and they heard from God. And then when they heard this is from God, they were moved. And then now God is moving with them. And they moving to bring about this wonderful fragrance of heaven, the plan God has got in heaven that is available here for the whole earth. And we all play a part in it. And so they were moved to give. So we see right at the end of our readings here, then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. So God loves a cheerful giver. So when we know we've been saved from the evil, we've been saved from ourselves, and we've got to look to God. And then that's why we draw close morning by morning. And from that throne room, from that touching and from that motivation, we function and we flow in this world. I'm reading Titus 1 verse 11. For the grace, now what's grace in God's own words? He says, my grace is your sufficiency. So we can say, for the sufficiency of God has appeared, bringing salvation. Salvation, and what is salvation? It's found in Jesus, and it's walking with Jesus, and it's becoming like Jesus. Salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for the blessed expectation, the appearing of the glory. So the glory has appeared. The glory is found in grace, in the sufficiency, but it's ongoing. It's a process. Amen. And so we need to just stay with the Lord so as to run our race and fulfill the purpose that He's got for us. And it's all working from the heart because He works in us to will and to do. And so that's the main thing. And the beauty of this glory that has appeared to us is also appearing on this earth and is busy washing the earth. So it's important to stay in tune with your God so as to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Because He goes on to say, for He has redeemed us from all lawlessness and to purify for Himself a people for His own possession who are zealous for good works. So that's what it's all about. We've been bought with a price. We've been taken hold of, received the new spirit, received the new heart. And now, morning by morning, He wakens us to be inspired, to be the pure people of God in the light as He's in the light, and just running the race and encouraging others to wake up to the reality of a perfect covenant and a good God and a life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.